This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Brian Brown, Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage. The issue of marriage has now become a focal point in the Senate debate over the fixes to the health care bill that was passed late on Sunday evening. That's because under the rules of reconciliation, Republicans can basically offer as many amendments as they want, and one of them will be to put a hold on the ruling that gay marriage is legal in Washington until the voters of the district get a chance to have their say on it. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Explain exactly what's happening here. How did this get involved into the healthcare debate?
Well, it was never intended to. What basically happened is that we've been working with Senator Robert Bennett's office from Utah and others in the Republican Senate leadership to try and guarantee a vote on for the citizens of D.C. on the marriage issue. And we've been doing this for months. But the problem is that the Democratic Senate leadership has done everything it can to basically say, we're not going to allow you to have a vote. And in the House, it's almost impossible to figure out a way around the rules that would stop this. In the Senate, there are some ways to get votes, even if you don't have a simple majority to break procedural votes. So one of those ways is that during reconciliation, you have what's called voterama. Any amendments can be brought up. And so what's happened is that because health care has passed and because it's going through reconciliation, we now have the opportunity to offer the D.C. marriage amendment, the Bennett amendment, during voterama. And the Republicans are united around doing this. They're going to do it. It's going to be at the top of the tree. That means it's going to be one of the earlier amendments called, which means that it has more of a chance of getting called. And then you'll have a procedural vote. And we view the procedural vote, the vote on whether to have a vote, as the same thing as voting yes on a traditional marriage or no on traditional marriage. And that's how we're going to view it in the upcoming elections. And so for us, the end has always been to make sure that we get a vote, that we get the Senate on record. And it looks like that's what's going to happen today.
Brian, what's your best guess in general how the 100 senators break down on this issue? I know it's 59-41 for the Democrats, who are generally in favor of allowing gay marriage to go forward. But from the research you've done, the contacts you've had with these lawmakers, what's the breakdown likely to be?
Well, I think that we're hoping to get over 40. We're hoping to keep all the Republicans on board. But it's hard to tell how it's going to go because this has come up so quickly. And some Republicans, unfortunately, you know, you've heard some Republicans, for example, in the past have opposed the federal marriage amendment on what they call federalist grounds. And so there is a question about whether all the Republicans will unite together under the on the D.C. marriage amendment. I hope that they do, and I hope that maybe a few Democrats actually represent their constituents and say, look, our constituents support traditional marriage, and they definitely support allowing people the right to vote on this issue. And that's the key point. This is not only a question of protecting marriage. This is also a question of whether voters are going to be disenfranchised or not, whether the overwhelmingly African-American population that opposes same-sex marriage in the District of Columbia is ever going to be able to have a say on this. And I think that both parties need to unite around that basic point, that this is a question of voter rights. This is a question of the democratic process. So we're working on it, but this, you know, again, it's because this has come up in healthcare, it's a little bit up in the air as far as what the end result will be.
Brian, I can see it now. You'll have members of Congress, particularly on the Democratic side, that want to pass this bill of fixes say, well, I'm for traditional marriage, but if we change this bill in any way, it's got to go back to the House, and the process is going to take longer. And until we get this bill of fixes done, this bad bill that got passed on Sunday won't be repaired the way we'd like it to be repaired. So this isn't indicative of my position. I just want to move health care along. How acceptable of an explanation will that be?
Well, that's not going to work for us. Plain and simple, that's not an answer at all. Again, the Senate Democrats had a chance to have an up or down vote. So did the House. The congressional representative from the District of Columbia was basically telling everyone, we don't want to vote in the District of Columbia. We don't want to vote. The council's already voted. The people don't need a say. Well, she was wrong, and those senators who held up a vote were wrong, and now this is the only chance we have for a vote. So if you vote no on this, you're voting no on letting the citizens have a say in the district, and you're voting for same-sex marriage.
Brian, as those of us in this area know, the law went into effect earlier this month. What's the status, if any, change on the legal front trying to get this on the ballot?
Well, May 4th, we are going to have a hearing at the District Court of Appeals. We're still fighting to have an initiative, and I think ultimately we will be successful in that fight. It's going to be a long road. The city council has done everything it can to throw up roadblocks to stop the people from having their say, but ultimately I believe in justice and I believe in the rule of law. And clearly, the rule of law says the voters in the District of Columbia should have the right of initiative and referendum. So on May 4th, we're looking at having a rally outside of the courthouse of supporters of traditional marriage, and we can get more information to folks as that gets closer.
Very good. Brian, thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Brian Brown is Executive Director for the National Organization for Marriage. Look for a vote in the next day or two on this amendment on the Senate floor in connection with the reconciliation process. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.